It's Al's Boring Podcast.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here, and we are back in the Basking Ridge condo for another Boring Podcast with Paul.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Paul. We're coming off a very successful What Would You Do podcast.
Successful measured by...
Well, I enjoyed it. Okay. I listened back to it. I laughed a number of times. I listened to it at the car dealership today when I was getting my oil changed. And I will say I laughed a number of times aloud wherein I had to turn my head and look to the corner.
Yeah.
You know, some funny lines there.
I sometimes interviewers will ask movie stars, like, do you watch your own movie?
Right.
It's uncomfortable.
Yes.
That, to me, is listening to a podcast with my voice on it.
You don't listen to these.
I don't like to. No.
I listen to them. I try to listen to them immediately.
Yeah.
One, because I'm never happy with them when we're done recording.
Oh, well, I just assume it's horrible.
Well, when I listen back, I'm happy with them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would say 99% of the time I've been happy with them.
Yeah.
Listening back.
What's the one?
We did one that really involved death. Like, I think it was our How to Be Happy podcast.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was a lot about dying and death.
Yeah.
That also, I think, was our least downloaded.
Really?
Yeah.
People don't want to be happy.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I got a direct message. A fellow named Tim slid into my DMs, Paul.
Sexy.
Upon listening to the podcast, What Would You Do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't quite understand what he was saying here because I didn't get this vibe even upon listening to it today.
Okay.
He wrote, after listening to your last podcast, no wonder why Paul wants to be private. It seems like his What Would You Do scenarios were always taking pics of chicks in private.
Yeah, he said that. He sent it to me as well.
He did?
Yeah, not a DM. I don't...
He didn't DM you?
No.
Oh, I felt special.
So I was going to reply, but then I decided not to. Like,
like you hit reply, and then you're like, what?
No, I didn't even get that far.
You didn't get that far.
I was just like, why? Yeah, I don't...
I didn't understand that, because I don't remember you saying... All I think he's remembering is your scenario of being in a coffee shop.
Right, and also the dick, someone taking a pic of your... junk.
Oh, of my penis at the Mike Francesa event.
Right.
Okay. Those two,
so two.
Fake scenarios.
Right.
All right.
Which did not happen. And I don't go around doing that.
Right. Both of those things did not happen. Entertainment Weekly this week. Do you still get that, Entertainment Weekly?
I do. And I never open the magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
I have it on the iPad now. You get a free subscription on the iPad if you subscribe. So I do read it there. And by read it, I am through that thing in 3 minutes.
Right,
I have to go put it, here's a bunch of new music I've never heard of.
Or not willing to even give it a chance.
Not willing to give it a chance. They're always previewing like movies coming out, you know, next year or something like
that. A TV preview.
Yep.
That's like our standard like seasons podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
They do. They love a preview. And then they love, and I hate any end of year type lists and issues.
Okay.
But they had a section in there this week about podcasts that you should check out.
Oh, were we on there?
We were not.
Oh.
There were a bunch of them on there.
Okay.
It wasn't just like three or so. It was probably like 20 podcasts that you should check out.
I bet every one of them had a celebrity co-host or something.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Something like that. Or something really weirdly specific.
Okay.
But there was one that was on there called Signcast, and it was these two guys who love Seinfeld, and they each of their podcast is centered around one episode of Seinfeld. So I think there were 180 episodes.
Okay.
They will eventually have 180 episodes of the podcast where they examine each episode in depth.
Okay.
One, I thought, why didn't we think of this?
Okay.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is my kind of podcast.
Yeah.
So I tried to pick one from an episode that I really liked.
You remember?
My favorite is the Kenny Roger Roaster one.
They've gotten to that already?
They haven't gotten to that yet.
Oh, okay.
So I went to one where George is postponing his engagement.
Okay.
It just, I didn't really enjoy it. Although I feel like I should give it another chance.
Okay.
The two guys I wasn't thrilled with.
Yeah.
The one guy, it's only two guys.
Yeah.
The one guy appears to have gotten onto the Seinfeld bandwagon way after it was already been on reruns of thousands of times.
Okay.
And they didn't seem to know some things that I thought if this is what you're doing, you should know everything about Seinfeld.
Sure, yeah.
There were a couple things where I didn't understand what characters were.
Right, the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah. And then they do this thing during it where they're reading dialogue from the scene, from that episode, acting it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just, I don't know. And it took forever. Okay. They were 35 minutes in before they got to the episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I'll give it another chance.
My brother listens to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he listens to a lot of podcasts.
He is a big podcast guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did think, why didn't we think of that? We could still do a Seinfeld podcast. One of these episodes could be about Seinfeld.
We didn't do one?
And we did not do a Seinfeld specific. We did one about television.
Okay.
Where we did different things.
Yeah.
But today's podcast is called Things People Brag About.
Right.
Now, we originally were talking about things that sort of, not only do these are things people brag about, but these are things that sort of consume those people's lives.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the example that I had given out on Twitter today when I was taking a Twitter sort of poll asking people, what is it that annoys you that people brag about constantly? I used the example of CrossFit.
Right, yeah.
Which you and I had talked about previously about this topic. That when somebody joins CrossFit, you are going to hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
Right.
Because the CrossFit whole experience is that workout changes every time you go.
Okay.
I think you're not doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
And you're not just lifting weights. You're like picking up giant truck tires, throwing them over your head.
Climbing ropes.
Right. Loading a garbage can full of sand and pressing it over your head.
It's something people are proud of.
Yes.
That they've accomplished this.
Right.
You need to know what I'm doing.
Yes. Yeah. You need to know I am. You may go to the gym.
That's nothing. Compared to what I do.
I go to CrossFit. So a lot of these things that ended up on the list here of things people brag about are things that do consume their lives.
Right.
And that's why I think they're talking about it all the time, because that's all they're locked in on.
Sure. I mean, everybody, each of us gets into a thing.
A new thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's all we talk about or want to talk about, or how, whatever you say, how am I going to relate that to what I'm really into right now.
This is just like my CrossFit class.
Right, yes. Oh, there's a guy in my CrossFit class that drinks water.
Oh, you guys do a podcast? There's a guy in my CrossFit class. And I was also checking out this CrossFit podcast the other day.
Right.
Yeah, so people get very involved in that. Were you ever that way for any gym-related?
Yeah.
You were for a while. You were going to, I think you went to a Planet Fitness.
A retro
fitness. Yes. And you were, I think, posting pics of
memes
of how long you were on the treadmill for.
No. I don't think
you weren't doing that.
I don't think
maybe that was your brother.
My brother has done that.
He was, because he got very into that.
Yeah, no. I have looked through my Instagram and I have seen a few memes regarding the gym.
Memes?
Yeah.
All right, but you know, they weren't pictures you took.
No. They were like, Pauly D was yelling about someone.
Someone
holding
in the gym.
A bench.
Right.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't think you've gotten into anything physical?
No.
That you would be taking over your life and bragging about?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of people on Twitter, when I had written about the CrossFit, said those like tough mutters.
Yep.
People are really into
color runs.
Yeah. I will tell you this. When I was a single man,
yeah,
and I joined Match.com,
okay,
which I was on for a little while, on and off,
yeah,
and I was, you know, looking at girls in their, you know, 30s and early 40s, my age range,
okay.
Those girls that were single were, every one of them had some sort of photo where they were doing a tough mutter,
right,
or a color run,
an action shot,
or a CrossFit.
Okay.
Like, I am in shape.
Yes.
You're getting a girl in shape.
Right.
If you send me a message. So that is a way that they were bragging.
Okay.
About their CrossFit experience.
Another working out example
yeah.
that people brag about is yoga.
Yoga, yes.
That's one of those things that, you know, I was stressed at my job. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not stressed.
Because I'm doing yoga.
Right. You got to do yoga.
Now, yoga, I always thought, remember Sting was big into yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he'd be a muscular guy.
Yeah, without being overly...
Yeah, like I see there's this guy at work, Brian Jones, who does, I think he works on the CBS Sports Network, does college football.
Okay.
Former NFL player as well. And he's appears to be muscular and in good shape. And he says all he does is yoga.
Oh, okay.
Is that possible? To be muscular? Like looking like a guy who's bench pressing?
I think there's different types of yoga classes. Where maybe you're using your own body weight to lift yourself up or something.
That seems not for me.
No. My girlfriend, every once in a while, she goes to yoga.
She does.
Yeah. And she'll, like if I say, oh, my back's bothering me, she'll say, well, here's a pose to stretch you out. And I cannot even get even remotely close to my feet.
Right.
Yeah, toes or whatever, you know.
The downward dog. And
whatever you want to say. It's like, I would be so embarrassed going to that class.
You'd be farting in there also.
Well, that's a given.
I think that's kind of expected there.
Yeah.
In yoga. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's another thing. It will take over someone's life because they'll be like, I go to yoga 5 days a week. My off day is, or I go 6 days a week. My off day is Sunday. I don't go to yoga.
Yeah. It's a community.
Yes, it is a community.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about marathoners?
Hmm. Yeah, that's...
They're braggadocious. Braggadocious.
Yes.
Especially when they put, like, the sticker on their car.
Oh, I never seen that before.
So the stickers, that'll say, like, 26.2.
Okay. Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah, that means they ran a full marathon.
I thought that was maybe an exit on the parkway or something.
Nope. That means they've run a marathon.
Oh, okay.
Or 13.1.
Yeah.
Is half a marathon.
Huh.
Then the Ironman lunatics.
Okay.
I forget what their number is that they have a much higher number that's up on their car.
Okay.
I forget what the Ironman mileage is.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a way to brag that you do marathons.
Okay.
And it's also one of those things that becomes a lifestyle because if you want to do marathons, you're training hours a day of just running.
Yeah, you can't just jump into it.
No, you cannot just jump into it.
Even a 13-mile marathon.
Yes, that seems very long to me.
Right.
I was doing 5Ks, which are 3 miles. I'd be exhausted when I'm done
with it. Yeah, you said you were very angry.
Very angry runner, yeah.
After you got done with it, right? Like
during it.
Okay.
I would complain the entire time.
You would run?
I would light jog.
Okay.
I would light jog. And I used to time myself walking around the neighborhood here. There were some points in my life where I was a walker. I would like walk.
Okay.
And I was walking at about a 14-minute mile pace.
Okay.
Walking.
Yeah.
Then I would do these 5Ks or 5 mile runs, and my time would be somehow slower than when I was walking fast.
That's funny.
Yes. So I must have been really jogging slowly.
I remember The Simpsons had they were doing a marathon, and on the sign it said, enjoy ruining your knees. That always stuck with me, like running.
Yeah. It does not seem healthy.
Right. No. Seems very stressful on the body.
Very stressful on the body.
One of the things I was going to talk about was that people brag about a lot is being vegetarian.
Yes.
Yes.
Very big.
Right.
And vegan.
Yeah. So if you have a friend, all of a sudden your options are limited to where you can eat all of a sudden.
Right.
Well, what kind of vegan options do they have at this? I don't know.
I like when you go somewhere and they're asking the waiter who's like, you know, 17-year-old kid.
Right.
Is this made with real cheese? Well, how would he know?
Yes.
Could I get that where it's not touching the cheese?
Right. This is non-GMO.
Yeah, because vegans, I think, are even more intense than vegetarians.
Oh, right.
Vegetarians just don't want to eat meat.
Okay.
The vegans, like, is any animal product.
Okay.
So no dairy.
Right.
You know, cheeses, no milks, no fun.
Right. Yeah.
You know, no good stuff.
But they'll tell you, like, you know, my skin is so much clearer.
Right.
I'm not tired anymore. Okay.
Yeah, what are you eating, though?
Yeah.
They always go... legumes. What is? I honestly, I don't know what that is.
It's a bean, right?
I think beans in general are legumes.
Yeah.
But like when I go to the supermarket, other than seeing beans in a can,
yeah,
I don't see like legumes out.
They're in a bag, I think.
But you're not walking down the aisle and see above the aisle like coffee, legumes. And those, it seems like you like if they're not in a can,
mm-hmm.
which seems like I know things in a can can't be, you know, it's got to be filled with preservatives.
Right, right.
So these healthy vegans are probably getting the legumes, like you said, that are in a bag.
Yeah.
And then I think you have to soak those.
Right.
Then cook those.
Yeah, to remove the gas or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
that seems like a lot of work.
A lot. Too much work.
And there's sometimes you'll find fat vegans.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because they're eating, well, not vegans, but vegetarians.
Right.
Who eat nothing but pizza.
Right.
Right.
Or even like you could say, hey, I'm a vegan. I had a Coca-Cola and Lay's potato chips. That's
yeah,
vegan.
That's vegan. Yeah.
But that's not good for you.
Right, right.
So yeah, vegan. Did you ever consider, like, you know, sometimes you'll see these videos of animals being sort of tortured in order to make your steak or your chicken?
Very sad.
It is very sad. Do you ever think, maybe.
Never.
Maybe.
You?
I have thought of it.
Yeah.
Where I thought, I could probably eat just fish.
Okay.
Only because I haven't seen fish
tortured.
Being rounded up for my food.
Well, they're being taken out of the water and suffocated to death, right?
They're doing something to them. But like the chickens, you see all the chickens running around in their own filth.
You're trapped in like little cages.
Yeah.
And things, yeah.
The cows and the pigs. That looks like a bad scene.
Now, whenever I hear Howard Stern did something,
yeah.
I just assume eventually you're going to start doing it.
I'll at least think about it. You're right.
Right.
Because I've heard him say he considers himself a vegetarian, but he eats fish.
Right.
But then one day he was talking about eating fish, and a guy called in and said, oh, your mercury levels are going to be through the roof if all you're eating is fish.
Okay.
And then he was legitimately...
Like, what else am I supposed
screaming,
to
eat? Yeah. What am I supposed to eat? I have to eat something.
Right, 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 right. Yeah.
But yeah, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
It's never even crossed your mind, though.
No, I love a steak.
You do?
Yeah.
So you couldn't even do that, just no red meat?
No.
Because you love a steak?
No way.
How often would you say you eat red meat during the week? A Sunday, let's say a Monday through Sunday.
5 days a week?
Seriously.
No, I have no idea. I don't know. It's a treat, I think.
Yes.
So maybe it's a few times a month.
Okay. A few times a month. Or what, otherwise, you're eating what? Chicken?
Or some kind of turkey
some
product.
Some sort of turkey. Legumes of some sort with
had
a lettuce.
Salmon for the past 2 nights.
A salmon. Okay.
Yeah.
I do like a salmon.
Yeah.
That's good. The other thing that I had put in, do you have any other workout related ones?
I don't think so. Yeah. Or maybe like people that have lost weight.
Yes.
Like they lost a pretty big size amount of weight.
Right.
They'll be braggadocious about that.
They will let you know.
Oh, yeah. I follow some people on Instagram that lost a ton of weight.
You follow them because of that reason?
Yeah, it's inspirational, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
And what are they posting?
Before pictures and after pictures and, you know, the time they spent on the treadmill.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're very into it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And you enjoy seeing it.
I guess I do to a point, but there's a lot of times I'll just like, these people are clogging up my thing.
Right.
Because they're showing their macros for the day.
Their macros?
Whatever they count their calories to or whatever. Like they're allowed a certain amount of macros. I don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I have to look that up. I don't know what that is.
They're weighing their food and things
right.
like that. Yeah.
I've done that.
Oh, yeah?
I weigh my food now.
Why?
I weigh my potato.
Okay.
For dinner. So it's not gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are a lot of women that weigh their food.
Oh, women and me weighing their food.
Okay.
The other thing that I put in the example that I put on Twitter of things people brag about, I mentioned CrossFit.
Yeah.
And people that have a rescue dog.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's huge.
Yeah.
This dog is a rescue.
Is it like people come up to you and say, is that a rescue?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it
from a puppy farm.
The thing people don't want to hear is that you got a dog from a pet store.
Right. Which is like from it comes from like those farms.
Puppy mill?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's say you got one from the pet store. You're still saving that dog.
Right.
Right?
But that dog is less important.
I guess their point is the more you keep buying from those places, mm-hmm. they stay in business, and the more dogs they're right. producing. They want, so even if I got, like, let's say I got a dog from a breeder.
Yeah.
And I was on the street somewhere walking my dog.
Yeah.
And someone asked, was that a rescue? I'd say, yes, it is. It sure is a rescue.
Well, you rescued it from somewhere.
I rescued it from a very bougie breeder.
Right, yeah. I rescued it with $500.
Right. I gave $500 to $1,000 to someone and rescued this dog.
Could you imagine paying that much for a dog?
Yeah, I saw. I've seen the... Yeah, it's upward, like, especially if you are going to pay for all the shots and all the
okay
immunizations and things and the adoption papers and yeah. registering the thing.
Yeah, no, you're probably better off going to
a pound.
ASPCA, is that
yeah.
something? PetSmart, yes. Do they?
I think like the ASPCA or different towns have different shelters.
Right, right, right.
We were looking online recently. There's a shelter down the Jersey Shore. Had some dogs. Mm-hmm. They look adorable on those. You know, they'll really suck you right in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, don't go to one.
Right,
because you'll be
if you go to one.
Out.
Right, if you go to one and you start petting a dog and the yeah. dog it takes to you.
Yeah,
there's no way you're walking out of there.
Right,
without
right,
one.
Right. Yeah.
So if you go to visit a shelter,
mm-hmm.
you have to go knowing I'm coming home with a dog.
Right. Yeah. No, I visited shelters and just yeah. walked out with nothing.
I'm out of here. These dogs are not doing it for me.
Right. Do something more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to rescue this dog yet. No, thank you. Maybe I'll be back.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.
Hope you don't get put to sleep by the time I come back.
Yeah. No, hopefully. I should be back in time.
I was going to say something people talk about a lot about themselves is
yes.
Being sober.
Yes.
Yeah. They haven't touched a drug or drink in mm-hmm. X amount of years.
But I do find that they still love to revel you in stories
true.
Of when they were out of control.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
in some ways, they're bragging about their life when they were doing drugs
yeah,
and alcohol.
True. That's very true.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And then to tell you now that they don't do that.
I just saw the comedian Rich Voss posted.
Yes.
I think he was 31 years sober.
Wow.
As of today or yesterday. I was like, oh. Yes, that's a good example of somebody that always says it. Because I've seen him do stand-up a few times, and he mentions it.
He always mentions it.
I've not had a drug or drink. In,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, people do love to brag about the partier they used to be.
Right, right.
Yeah, like, this is how, oh, that one time
that's
it was
nothing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, you should have seen me back in 78.
Right.
I was killing it with the drinks and cocaine.
Right. Ron Bennington.
Yes.
Is a prime example of that.
Does he mentions that?
All the time. About his party days and stuff
right.
like that. We, you know, it's funny to hear those stories, but, you know, on the flip side, you're hearing how sobriety is so much better.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, this
sounds
is much
great.
Better.
Yeah. Not having fun at a party is great.
Yeah, no, I have a tea and I go right to bed now. It's a much better life.
And I was going to also say, conversely to that.
Yes.
People that are like wine and craft beer snobs.
Yes.
There's the opposite of that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Of being sober.
The craft beer people.
Yes.
Where they hate, like, if you order a Bud Light.
Like, what? Why don't you just drink water?
Yeah.
Okay. Will water get me a little buzz,
right.
like a Bud Light will? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't even know what craft beer is. Like, to me, I'm like, ooh, a Dogfish. That's like a craft beer, right?
But, I would think so, yeah.
But craft beer people would think, no, Dogfish is a popular beer, just
okay.
like a Bud Light is or a Coors Light.
Right. When I go to a liquor store, you know, the Bud Light, whatever you want, normal beers.
Coors Light.
Yeah, are in the refrigerated section.
Right.
I see the people looking at, like, the warm beers,
mm-hmm.
whatever canisters they're in.
Right.
Like, let me get a growler of this. Like, what are you buying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also like going to breweries.
Oh, yeah.
To really get their craft beer
okay.
on, where you go where the beer is made.
Okay.
Like, there's a handful down near the Jersey Shore
mm-hmm.
of craft beer places. I don't, you know, it gets complicated. Sometimes when you go to a bar that has all these different taps, right?
Yeah.
And they have like 40 different beers.
Right.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Like, right, right.
I don't know what any of those taste like.
Well, I always go, what most tastes like Bud Light?
I will say things like, what's the lightest colored beer you have?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than like randomly picking up a beer and you get it. It's like dark orange.
It looks like a soda.
Oh. Damn it.
Like, yeah. Well, I'm stuck drinking this.
Like you mentioned one time on I think our Christmas podcast that you had a Sam Adams winter brew or something.
Oh, God. Yeah. I brought them over to my father's house.
Yeah.
To drink
it. These super thick beers.
Ugh.
You're like, if you could have traded
White
that,
Christmas it was, yeah.
White Christmas?
I was thinking, oh, it was going to be a light-colored beer. Right. It's not.
You would have traded that in for a Bud Light in a second.
100%, yeah.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's Al's Boring Podcast with Al Dukes.
Now, how about... Also, you know, we talked about being sober, being into drinking.
Yes.
People are way into marijuana, right?
Stoners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're, Joe Rogan is that type of guy.
That's all he's on his podcast. He mentions that a lot.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
About constantly getting stoned.
But like what kind of edible he ate or like, I don't even understand. Like,
yeah. Right.
But that's a big thing that people talk about.
Marijuana and edibles.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I fully grasp the edibles thing.
But yeah, you got me.
Like, how are you getting a pot joint into...
a pot joint?
I'm just saying, like... You know,
is that the lingo?
No, like, those buds you've seen, right?
Yeah.
And you're then getting that into, like, a Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, I don't know.
It somehow involves a frying pan, I think. And like liquefying something.
Oh, really?
And then taking that liquid.
Things we don't understand, part two.
Edible pot.
Yeah.
Yes, those are things we definitely don't understand.
Right.
What about people who eat organic?
Mm.
Only eat organic.
Right.
Only shop at Whole Foods.
Your girlfriend.
Or Trader Joe's. She's a big organic person.
Right.
Yes, but yeah. She'll... I think she has an internal battle of organic versus why am I paying so much right? for this sweet potato?
I get lured into, oh, it's organic. It has to be better
right.
in some way. I don't know what way.
Right.
But my girlfriend's like, it's a dollar more. Forget it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and things like, I always feel better about getting like organic chicken.
Okay.
I somehow think there's not as many chickens jammed in the pen.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they are. Because they still have to produce all this organic chicken.
Right. Yeah.
Or they're like, oh, this chicken is not fed corn feed or he's on a vegetarian diet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like what are the other chickens eating? Meat?
Yeah, I guess some byproduct of themselves probably. Right.
Yeah. Well, I know they do that with cows.
Yeah, isn't that messed up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the cows are eating a mixture of corn.
Okay.
And I guess bad cow meat? I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, but those chickens that are vegetarians could be eating, like you said, potato chips.
Right.
And Diet Coke.
These chickens are on an all vegetarian diet.
Right, yeah.
They're eating barbecue chips. Coke Zero.
This is really tasty.
Oh, no, these chickens are awesome.
I was going to say people talk about their sports accomplishments.
Their personal ones?
Yeah. So maybe from like their high school days.
Right.
Or what they did on the weekend in relation to...
sports?
Yeah.
Like their teams doing well? Like their pro teams?
No,
or their actual accomplishments?
Their actual accomplishment. Like 36 holes this weekend. Pretty epic. You know?
Yes.
Or like they shot basketball at the Y.
Right.
Yeah.
Or their 40 and over softball league.
Right.
They had a couple hits.
Yeah.
On slow pitch softball.
Well, what's his head? Always talks about that. Twitter baseball.
Evan?
Yes.
Evan loves the Twitter baseball.
For the longest time, I thought Twitter baseball was a game you played on Twitter.
That I would do.
Okay.
Because that I could do from my couch.
I just threw a strike. Reply.
You missed it. Yeah, but that is just guys that organize and gather on Twitter.
Okay.
And then they meet up and play baseball.
Could you imagine meeting the people that tweet us? somewhere and then playing sports with them?
Like a boring podcast softball team?
Yeah.
It's me, you, and our handful of people that regularly tweet to us.
Yeah.
I think we have 10 players that we could get a full team here.
We'll play half the field.
Yeah.
No lefties.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'll play against the Signcast.
Yeah.
We'll challenge them to a softball game.
Yeah, I think we can take them down, yeah.
The Signcast. People also are very braggadocious about their children's Little League accomplishments.
Especially if they're the coach.
Yes, if they're the coach, definitely. Yeah. We get that at work all the time.
Okay.
And what's funny is people even know you don't care, but they still want to tell you.
Right.
Like they'll say, I know you don't care, but here's my kid hitting the game-winning three-pointer.
Oh, they'll have video of it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now everyone has video of everything.
Okay.
Because the parents are just videotaping everything with their phones.
Hmm.
So I've sat through multiple. The only ones who I haven't is Eddie Scazzeri does not have children.
Okay.
He has rescue dogs.
Does he have videos of those things?
He does not have videos, but lots of photos.
Okay.
So I don't have to sit through his kids' accomplishments.
Right.
But everybody else.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't understand the setup is they'll say, I know you don't care, but, and then here's the videotape.
Yeah, I wonder why they feel compelled to
to
share that with you.
They're very proud.
Now, do you care?
I don't really care. No.
Yeah. So... If you listen to this.
Right.
Well, we don't want to see kids. Right.
They're not listening to these podcasts. They've got children they're attending to.
Your friend Jerry is a coach.
He is.
Right?
Actually, Jerry's one who I don't see videos of his kids.
Okay, all right.
I think he's aware.
Yeah.
That people only really you care about your children.
Now, would he ever say like, hey, Pirates were at the game checking out my kid? Like if he was a high school age or something.
I don't see Jerry doing that.
Okay.
Others, yes.
Okay.
Where, hey, listen, got some scouts in the area.
Yeah.
And they're looking, he's a little young, but they're looking at him for colleges.
He's on the radar.
Now. He's on their radar. Definitely for the colleges.
Also, another thing in regards to sports, people talk about their fantasy sports team.
Yes, very big.
Right. Like that's something you would not care about.
Right.
At all.
Do not care.
Now, if I won, let's say, $20,000 on DraftKings.
Nice.
That's something I could brag about.
That I would like to know
right.
about. See, that I'd be like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Because I would like to do that.
right.
I mostly lose, and when I win like $3.
Right. But if I told you I crushed the draft in like a 10-team league.
Right.
You would be like, what? Why
right.
do I care?
Right. Yeah, right. A work league.
Yeah.
Like, I got Cam Newton. I got stuck with Cam Newton as my quarterback.
Right, but
okay.
I got Matt Ryan as my backup.
Yeah, so I don't know who to start this week. Right, I mean, who do you – it depends what defense they're going up against. So who knows? What about – there's a bunch of people, and certain schools this happens to more, where alumni are very proud of where they went to college.
That's right.
Those are strange ones for me, and I know a number of people that went here. Quinnipiac.
Okay.
People from Quinnipiac, and I'll go Penn State.
Yo, definitely Penn State.
Yep. Love to let you know that's where they went.
Right. Any of those Big Ten schools like Michigan, Ohio State. It's okay.
Right.
I get it.
Right. And they love everything about it.
Right.
And they go back for homecoming weekends. Mm-hmm. They go to the football games on Saturday if it's a drivable or manageable distance.
I wonder if I went to a school like Florida
University of Florida.
University of Florida. I wonder if I would be more into the college game.
Yeah.
Because I went there, it had some connection to it.
Right.
I doubt it.
Yeah. You probably would force yourself your freshman year.
Okay.
Like be way into going to the games.
Right.
And maybe that by sophomore year, you'd go to a couple.
Okay.
By junior year, you'd be like, I don't care.
Who cares?
Because you'd start to know who some of the guys were.
Yeah,
they were kind of douchey.
He's an asshole.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want to see him do well.
Right.
So, yeah, I have no, like, I don't walk around with any Kane College gear on.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't feel, like, braggadocious with that.
Right, well, they're, like, Division III.
Oh, something like that. Paul, yeah. You hear the guy in my neighborhood riding his motorcycle?
I didn't hear it.
If you listen closely, you can hear him spinning around.
Okay.
He like fixes a dirt bike and then drives it around but it's very loud.
I see a guy in the garage.
Yes.
fixing, yes. tinkering.
That's Jimmy.
Okay.
He likes to tinker with his motorcycle.
Okay.
But then he drives it around. Obviously not aware we've got a podcast going on.
Yeah, I did not hear it, but I have these JBL
headphones. Giant headsets on. Yeah, that will do it.
People seem to be very proud, like you said, about colleges.
Right.
About being Italian.
That's a great one.
People love being Italian.
Do you think that's just on the East Coast?
I wonder. Yeah.
New York, New Jersey
question.
Area?
That's a good question.
Because, yeah, like going to high school, everyone claimed to be Italian.
Right.
Everyone wore the Italian horn
right.
around their neck.
Right.
And even if they were like a minuscule portion of them was mm-hmm. Italian, they would identify as Italian.
Sure.
And this was even before Sopranos.
Right.
But probably after Sopranos, it went through the roof.
Well, like look at Jersey Shore.
Right.
It was a popular show. And Snooki was from Peru. Like she wasn't even...
She was?
Yeah, she was adopted by Italian people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I don't get the pride in being Italian.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's cool, whatever, but...
That's a great one.
Yeah.
People love to be Italian.
Right. I was going to also maybe add to this. People like to brag about having a black friend. Right?
And try to work it into conversation. 100.
Or like if they're in a relationship with a black person.
Oh, an interracial relationship. Yeah. That's big.
Yeah. Oh, really? I can't have an opinion on that? And then Roger Ebert used to break out his picture of him and his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, he was married to a black woman.
Oh, yeah. We knew that.
He let that be known.
He let that be known, yes.
Mm, I've been watching The Bachelor, and there was a... There's one of the women finalists.
Right.
Well, she's going to be the next Bachelorette.
So do you think she'll win this season of The Bachelor? Like, why would they announce that?
I don't know why they announced that, because I thought she was going to be voted off. I thought I had DVR'd it, and I thought, oh, she must have gotten voted off last night. Oh,
okay.
Because the next morning, they said she was going to be the next Bachelorette. Yeah. But she's still on the show.
It's stupid.
You're right. Clearly, she's getting bounced at some point.
Right, right, right. Hmm. Do you have a black friend?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Like a good friend?
Right.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I have acquaintances.
I have work friends.
Yes, I have work friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't really see color.
Right, so you wouldn't even know.
I know people say
your
that.
Best friend might be black. You know,
right,
you're
yeah,
aware.
I don't even know.
You're not even aware of it. Yep, that's a great one. People do love to say that.
You want to go or me?
Oh, sure. Okay. I'll get one. How about people love bragging when it's time to vote?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the voting stickers.
Yeah.
I voted.
Right, right, right.
I'm going out to the polls.
This was especially...
douchey.
Totally. but like a lot of celebrities were bragging about...
About getting out and voting.
I'm with her.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right, right, right.
Right? So they were very... like it was very acceptable that you were voting for this particular candidate.
So it wasn't just that... Here's my I voted sticker.
They
but here's who I voted
announced
for.
Their candidate. I don't know if they've done that in previous years.
Right.
I don't even remember who ran. Oh, Obama.
Obama.
They were proud of that.
I think there were people proud of voting for Obama.
Sure.
I'm not sure previous to that, who was at the Bushes?
Right. And Gore. Well, and, Curry didn't really.
Yeah. The Democrats kept trotting out kind of loserish guys yeah, until right. Obama showed up.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So you weren't going to wear like a I voted for Dukakis sticker.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with Mondale. Yeah. So people were very, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, very into voting.
Like if you follow any celebrities on Instagram, it's.
That's what they did.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, very big onto that.
Speaking of celebrities,
yes,
people brag about. There's a lot to this one. I think
yes,
not having a TV,
right,
right. Like they don't watch TV at all,
right. That if you watch TV, you're some sort of loser,
right.
Well, I don't have time to watch TV,
right? TV,
right.
It's rot your brain or whatever right. they say. Yeah,
rot your brain. I'm on the internet instead. Much better.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever they're doing on the internet,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But. Also, people brag about certain TV shows.
Okay.
Watching certain TV shows.
Some people brag, I don't watch television.
At all.
Or they brag about the shows they choose.
Or like they're always watching TV.
Right.
So like The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
Like how many times have you heard somebody tell you to watch The
Wire?
All
the time.
Right. Have you ever watched The Wire?
I've tried twice and never got through the first episode.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. Now at this point, it's like, I'm going to be the last person alive right. not to watch that.
Right.
Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Making a Murderer.
Right.
I have no interest in any of those things.
There does seem to be some idea that watching TV, you're a loser. But if you specifically watch certain series on Netflix,
okay,
that's smarter television.
I gotcha.
Not these dumbed down network shows.
Right. Like The Bachelor.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch The Wire.
Right.
I'm going to watch Walking Dead.
Okay.
You know, you're right. There's certain shows that you do brag that you're amongst those people, the smarter people who are watching that.
An elite class.
An elite class of TV watchers.
Oh, yeah. We watched a zombie show. Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah. The zombie apocalypse. Let me see what other one I have over here. People in general, mm-hmm. and this actually came a writer from the Wall Street Journal, Jason Gay, wrote to me.
Wow.
That's right, Paul.
That's pretty good.
How busy people are. That they just are so busy
right.
that's what they're bragging about.
Okay.
That their lack of time to... Well, I'd love to watch The Wire, Paul, but I'm very busy.
Doing what?
I've got the kids. Got to get them off.
Got the rescue dog.
Got the rescue dog I'm taking care of. I've got that CrossFit class I'm going to.
I'm making a craft beer.
I have to travel far to get my craft beers.
My black friend wants to hang out.
I'm just busy.
Right.
I just don't have time.
So in just general, they're talking about?
Just being very busy.
Okay.
As if we all don't have 8-hour-a-day jobs that we have to then travel to, make dinner, go, like we all have the same things.
Prep a podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
We're prepping podcasts.
Yeah.
That girl, takes time.
Do you want to watch this TV show? I can't. I have to prep a fucking What Would You Do podcast.
Do you understand what we're doing here?
We're changing three people's lives.
Right. Because we don't listen to the radio or music. We listen to podcasts now. Because that's more high class
than
what you're doing.
More highbrow.
More highbrow.
Something in relation to that
is
people like to brag about that they liked something first.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like if you saw a band was playing a giant stadium, somebody would always say, I liked them a lot better when I saw them at my high school gymnasium or something, you know?
Oh, Guns N' Roses. I saw them at Whiskey A Go-Go.
Right.
When they were in 1985.
Yeah, it was backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, what does that mean to me right now? You know?
Right.
Guns N' Roses not playing Whiskey A Go-Go, wherever you said it was. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they love to be early on.
Right.
And then get angry if something they liked got popular.
Absolutely.
100%. Like an indie band of some sort. Yeah.
They've sold out in some way. Yeah. Well, I don't know. What...
Right. Well, they were on a record, so someone besides you found them interesting.
Right.
You're
exactly.
not the only one.
Yeah, I guess people are mad like Metallica.
Right.
They were mad at Metallica for a long time. Like,
yes.
They sold out the Celatica. Was that what they were calling them?
Oh, I did not hear that.
Yeah. When they kind of turned from very heavy metal to like more mainstream rock and roll, I guess.
Right.
And then they went to the Napster thing. People hated them there.
Right, because they were battling Napster where everyone was getting free music.
And then recently at the Grammys, they performed with Lady Gaga.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, being that fan.
Right.
It kind of sucks, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I remember Metallica when they were doing the Kill 'Em All.
Metal Up Your Ass.
Metal Up Your Ass, Ride the Lightning albums. I was much more hip than you.
Right.
If you have an upcoming wedding... And you're getting married. That is something women in particular, that is all they will talk about.
It consumes that person. Yeah.
Dresses, bachelorette parties, party favors, the list of who's getting invited to the wedding.
Right.
All that stuff.
Finding a DJ. Yeah.
Videographer.
Right.
DJ, photographer, engagement photos.
Right.
All that sort of
thing. Yeah, that's a good.
But at least that one's short lived. Well, maybe a year.
Right.
That would consume 1 year of your life.
That's a good one.
Guys really don't get locked into that at all.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Maybe just their bachelor party.
Okay, yeah. Something people brag about, and I don't understand why, is their driving prowess. how good of a driver they are.
Right.
Like, let's just say you, Atlantic City might be 90 minutes to drive.
Right.
Got there in 45.
Yeah.
Like, what? Okay, what does that mean?
And yeah. How sometimes.
Right.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Now that we have the GPS in the car.
Yeah.
I will say that was a big eye-opener for me, using the GPS and going, okay, this says I'm going to arrive at 3:05.
Right.
And if I was speeding,
mm-hmm.
maybe I got there at 3.
Okay.
Like, it's not that big of a time difference.
Right.
Like, somebody to say that about when they how quickly they made it to Atlantic City, they would have to be doing 110.
Right, yeah.
You know?
And it's like no slowdown whatsoever. It's like, yeah, come on.
And like a George Costanza used to brag about his parallel parking abilities.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we have that, we have to do a lot of parallel parking in the city.
Okay.
So some people are very, you know, they'll come in the morning
mm-hmm.
and be like, oh, you got to see the spot I got into.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Over there on Spring Street.
Okay.
Oh, I got right in between a mail truck and a UPS.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so they get very excited about that ability.
Yeah. But people will say like, got stuck behind this guy that didn't know how to, you know, from Pennsylvania.
Right.
Oh, they'll belittle another state.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, these New York drivers, they come over here to the parkway and they don't know what they're doing.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're riding slow in the left lane.
Yeah.
They don't know the rules over here. How about, what do I have here? International travel.
Okay.
It's not as, they don't brag as much if they're going to like San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to Italy.
Right.
Greece.
Oh, is that two different places?
Those are two different places.
The Greece and Italy.
I think so, yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, they love to brag of where they've gone.
Okay, right.
Like when we did go to Italy last summer, I'm telling you, not only do people want to ask you about it. Like, that became the go-to.
Oh, when you came back from that.
Yeah. Like, okay. Even months later. Like, that was the go-to thing when there was uncomfortable silence.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody would be like, how was Italy? We've gone to Italy.
Okay.
Or we're planning a trip there.
I gotcha.
So what did you think of Italy? Then you kind of get braggadocious about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to the Colosseum.
The flight was long.
Very long flight.
They always say that.
That's what I do. That's my go-to.
Okay.
I wouldn't go again because the flights were very long, right. Like 90 minutes. I mean, nine hours.
Right.
That's too
90
much.
Minutes.
For me. 90
minutes.
That would be nice.
That's an airplane. People bragging about their airplane prowess.
Oh, Italy, I got there in 90 minutes from JFK.
What did you get there? Nine hours?
Yeah. I flew right through there.
Also, in relation to that, people brag about being able to speak multiple languages.
See, I think I would brag about that.
Really?
If I could.
I see it a lot like when. Let's just say Vladimir Klitschko is fighting.
Okay.
They'll say he knows 8 different languages. But I was like, well, let's give him a test.
Yes.
Because I bet 5 of those he's barely speaking.
Right.
Like, he can count numbers. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you give him the basic, he'd be like, said hello.
Like, you really couldn't carry a conversation.
Right.
Because I'm listening to him speak English and he's barely
right.
intelligible.
I'm not counting that as one of his languages. What about... I find this in particular with beautiful women.
Okay.
They brag that they're nerdy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know?
Right.
Like, it'll be like a hot chick on Instagram with her glasses on, go, being very nerdy today watching Harry Potter.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Harry Potter, one of the most popular movies of all time? Yeah.
Yeah. Just that idea that they're just like, I'm just like you.
Yes.
Nerdy.
Dork.
Yeah. I'm just like you dorks who are looking at me and checking out my hot body on Instagram. Just like you dorks. I'm very nerdy.
But I bet people that are into like Harry Potter and Star Wars, like get into that fantasy. Like maybe I will find a girl like that at one of the conventions.
Yes.
But.
Because I'll go to Comic-Con.
Right.
And there's hot chicks walking around there.
But anytime Howard Stern sends somebody to one of those conventions,
yes,
there's never any girls there.
No girls.
Or they're heavy set.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think it's just girls, you know, the same girls I like to get dressed up for Halloween.
Yeah.
In just a hot costume.
What's that one Batman? Haley Quinn or Harley?
Yeah, Harley Quinn.
Like, that is every single girl dressed up like that last year.
Right. She's sort of punk rockish looking.
Yeah. How about people that tell you how honest they are? They seem to brag about that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they'll tell honest. You some like, you know, heavy fact about yourself that
right.
you already know, it, but they just tell it to you.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm just an honest person.
I'm very honest.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I remember we used to listen to Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
You used to say all that, where you would do like a very brief impression of them.
Yeah.
And you would just go, be honest.
Right.
Like that's all they used to
meanwhile,
yell.
They were the fakest.
Right. They used to yell all the time about, just be honest.
Just be man. Honest.
And Norton would yell it too,
yeah.
right?
Oh, God. So phony. Meanwhile, they're fighting back
right.
behind the scenes.
Yeah. Just be honest, dude. Tell us.
Maybe I'll rattle
yeah,
some.
Yeah, rattle some off.
How about when people...
This is the... what do they call the end where you fire away quickly? What do you call that? Like a...
The garbage dump?
No. Garbage time?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like when it's a round, like a...
Speed round?
Speed round.
Okay.
Oh, let's do speed round,
Paul. Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
How about people that tell you how good they were... Yeah, I'm not saying it's right, like... Let me set it up this way.
All right.
You just bought a TV.
Yes.
If you told somebody you bought a TV, someone will always say, I know somebody at PC Richer. Why didn't you tell me? I could have got you.
The I know a guy.
Right. Yeah.
Our friend, Cowhead in Florida.
Okay.
And Pete the Sports Geek.
I can totally see this.
These were two guys that I worked with in radio down there.
Yeah.
Cowhead's still very successful down there.
Yep.
Although he goes by his real name now, Mike Calta.
Right.
They always had a guy.
Right.
Like,
okay.
It could be anything.
Right, right, right.
You could be like, it sucked. They just got tires for my car. I know a guy.
Why did you call me?
I know that my buddy works at Firestone. He could have got you the tires.
Did you ever like try to get something from them?
I don't recall ever trying to get anything.
Hmm.
I know I have in the past, like with other people. And then it's like always
it's a rigmarole.
Right.
Yeah.
You're constantly having to remind them.
Okay.
Or it's like a guy, like especially like if it's for something like jewelry.
Okay.
Like it's be like, oh, I'm going to get my girlfriend a diamond necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy. Talk to my guy about this.
Right, right.
And in my head, I'm like, if there's a problem with this necklace, who is this guy? And how am I
returning it?
Returning
or,
it
yeah,
or
yeah.
getting my money back if there's a problem or a new one?
You know, the amount of effort you have to put in to get the discount or
right.
whatever it might be doesn't seem worth
it. Does not seem worth
right.
it.
Right, yeah. Because yeah. then you owe this guy a favor.
Right.
Right.
I love the I know a guy.
You're right, right.
That's
right.
a great one.
People who talk about how much they accomplish on minimal sleep. You ever hear those people?
Like, yes.
I've heard a million times now that Trump sleeps 4 hours a night.
Right.
But he's able to work.
Right. He's being the president.
Right. I don't know what he's doing, but
right.
doesn't sleep a lot. Supposedly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I think I sleep 6 hours a night.
Yeah.
And I don't have energy to do that stuff.
Right. Right.
Where I'd be like, I am running around constantly.
How about gambling stories?
Oh.
Yeah.
Big win gambling stories.
Right. Or if they'll say, like, if I had only put down $20,000,
right.
I could have won. Where would you get the $20,000 from?
Right.
To win.
Right. You put down $20 and
right,
won a bet.
Exactly.
If you'd only put down $20,000.
Right, right.
If you only had access to $20,000 in cash to do that,
right.
yes, that would have been great.
Yeah, if I only mortgaged my house.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew the Falcons.
How about people that brag about not knowing technology?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, these iPhones, I don't know.
I have a flip phone.
Yeah.
And I'm perfectly
I'm
happy with it.
I'm fine with it.
I've been hacked 3,000 times at this point.
Oh, I don't do GPS. I'm not...
oh, yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't have a Twitter.
I don't use
so
it.
I don't really
oh,
know what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, I don't do... I don't go online. I have a couple of times, like, unfortunately, when we give away tickets on FAN,
uh-huh.
I have to get people's information.
Okay.
And I will occasionally have people be like, I need to get their email because you got to send them a release form to sign the bill.
Okay.
I don't have an email.
What do you... you don't have anything?
Not, right. right. There's no way to reach you via email.
Right, right.
Oh, I don't text.
Okay.
I don't email.
So you can't sign up for Hotmail
right.
real quick?
Right. It takes 2 seconds.
Right, right. How about people who talk about their humble upbringings?
How so?
Like they'll say like, you know, like if they're semi-successful, they're
right.
always harken back to the day where they lived in a one-room shack with 18 brothers and sisters.
Right.
And, you know.
You never find people who are really well off go, well, my parents were well off.
Right, yeah, exactly. They don't brag about that.
Right.
Yeah, like Donald Trump's my father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he handed me the business. Turned 18, just handed it over. It was running great.
Yeah, fine. I basically don't do anything.
Yeah.
Some other guy does it.
No idea.
Yeah.
But grew up rich, so.
It's great.
Great for me.
Right. Mm. Yeah, they'll talk about how hard they worked.
Right.
Things like that.
Yeah. Yes.
People talk about their tolerance for pain.
Yes.
So like somebody is like 14 hours in the chair for this tattoo. No big deal.
No, my leg hurts, but I really have a high tolerance for pain. So it's really not that big a deal for me. You would be in a lot more pain.
Yeah, you'd
than
probably
me.
Be in a hospital.
Yeah,
right now.
But I just have a high tolerance for pain.
People that don't need glasses, they always brag that
they've
never had a need for glasses.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm 40 and
still
no, my
see
eyesight's,
20/20.
My eyesight's great.
Doctors,
I'm fine.
The doctor says he's never seen anything like
it. Yeah. Never seen anything like it.
I guess we talked about children.
Yes.
Yeah.
The children.
Yeah. I guess that's about it I have here.
That's all your braggadocious things?
I think so.
Things people brag about.
Yeah.
What do you think you have anything that you brag about?
Hmm. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I know Lent is coming up, mm-hmm. and I always like to give up something just to see if I could do it.
Okay.
40 days, that is.
Right.
I know I'll brag about that at
you
some
You will
point.
Mention that.
To you, I'll like, yeah, sucks. I haven't had beer in like a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess we could go out, but I'm not drinking beers.
I won't be able to drink because I gave up alcohol.
For Lent.
Yeah.
Now, will you do? Are you one of those Lent people that will have it on Sundays?
No.
No, see, I don't like that.
Yeah, that's cheating.
There are some that'll do like, I'm giving up such and such for Lent, but on Sundays I have it.
Okay.
Well, that's...
I could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyone could do that.
Right. And then people go like, well, it's Friday, so I'm going to move my Sunday to Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, during Lent, will you not eat meat on Fridays?
Right.
But you don't appear to be a religious person.
I'm not.
Why do you choose these two things that you like to do?
I don't know. I just like to challenge myself. Yeah. People who brag about challenging themselves in the most inane way.
Right.
Right.
Right. What are you thinking of giving up this year?
I was thinking
are some contenders right now?
Coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a coffee every day?
For the most part, yeah.
All right. And what would you do for those 40 days? Go tea, maybe?
No, I don't even know if I... I don't like hot liquid.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just brag that you're not having the coffee, I guess.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That fills me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm probably one of those people that sort of brags that that I don't get a lot of sleep.
Yep. You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also brag about how organized you are.
Yes.
And now that you're in this little... We read a book or something.
I did read a book, yeah.
Yeah.
Howard Stern inspired book.
Whoa, geez. Shocking.
By Marie Kondo.
Okay.
Right. Very organized.
Right.
Although, you look around here, not that greatly organized. Some things.
Compared to my place.
Oh, compared to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
Much more organized.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, that's things people brag about.
Yes. Will we be bragging about this podcast?
Definitely.
Okay.
You do a see you, then I'll do a see you. We'll shut this right off.
See you.
See you.